for lav la kapara also. The ikka chiyuv of a korban oil is not for a kapara. It's a present you bring into Hashem. So you have to be afraid, mashoyla. Maybe people will leave it over and not bring it so fast. So Rabbanu should make a gezor. You can't have an oil from the wall. Or do we maybe know? Kiven the oil nami mechap mechapro aesei. Person doesn't yisur aesei. So you don't get malchus for it. So the kapora you get is a korban oil. If you bring a korban oil, you'll have a kapora. There's no chiyuv, but if you bring it, you have a kapora. So maybe since a lot of people bring it for kapora, also there's a svara loy mashoyla. People will not leave it over. And therefore there's no gzerim in the Rabbanin. So that's our shalom, the here of this korban oil that came off by itself before Shchita, late after Shchita, what's going to be the loch? Is it mutaban or not? So Mara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, HaTolish, Femami B'chor Tam. Somebody pulls off the hair of a B'chor Tam. After Pishanilat, even though Mum came on it later, Shachatu also. And you shechted later, still it's also, that here is also. So who, even by a B'chor, Taima, what's the reason why it's also banor? The Tolish. Only because you pulled it off yourself. Mashmuha nitlash, if the hair comes off by itself, shari. Even by a bechor, that's not for kapor at all. So you see, you don't make the xeris. If so, then the svar should be bechor shchen elo, for sure there should be a svar by korban elo. Also, the loy mashoi lo. The people don't leave it over. That should be mutabanor. So it should be right, clearly, that the hair of a korban elo should be mutabanor. So what could be no? I'll tell you really who Adin, the same Malach applies Afilu Nitlash. That's what this Bryce says here, Atulis, Sam, you pull off the wool, Lav Dafi, you pull it off, even if it comes off by itself, it'll be the same thing. Nami Yosa, it'd be Yosa. I bought the Tony, why does it say the Russian of Tulis if you pull it off? He is Ladiha Kaycha Dakavi, once teaches the Kirish according to Akavia. The what? The Babal Mum, Afilu Batulis Nami Shari. It's only Yosa, because it was a Tam. But if the Bechor would have been a Baal Mum, and even though you pull off there also it's muta. I but not we learned in our Mishnah Nosha Tanan, it says the Mishnah where the hair came off by itself. I tell you Tana Nosha Rabbanan. The Mishnah said the case where the hair fell off by itself reaches the Chiddush according to Rabbanan. But Rabbanan old, even though you make a Shechita later, still it's also banor. The making zero, you may come to leave it over. But Tana Tulish, it says Tulish Akavia. The Kurdi Nakhlam, according to Akavia, even if it was a Bechor Baal Mum, and then later you pulled off the hair, could be it's mutabano. But here that says it's also, it's going according to Chonim, and it's only also by a Bechor. So if so, you have no one will be by Korban Ela. It could be never by Korban Ela, maybe it will be mutabano. So you can't bring any proof from here, it could be a Korban Ela, it will be mutabano. Can't bring a proof. Right, then the Mishnah says, Semer Hamadutl. So when it says, Hey Chidom, what's the case that's still attached like it looks? Like it's part of the wool. What's the case where you could tell it was cut off before? It doesn't look like part of the giza cutting off now. Omer Reb Loza, Omer Rosh Lakish, Kol she'ikroi hofer kalpe roshay. Means the roots of the hair are like facing outwards. Rashi says it's folded over and it looked like sticking out. So you could tell that hair didn't come off now. When you're shearing off the hair now, all the roots are facing towards the skin. Here that these roots of the hair are facing upwards, mashma came out before. We have nosam areshi yomar kol sheino mismoyich imagiza. It's not smooth. It's not smooth with the rest of them. Rashi sheino shove imagiza elanira oyla lamala. It goes above, sticks out more than the other ones. That's also called nira. It came up before. Now the nosam Rashi Lakish my time. How come he doesn't say liyomak rab nosam areshi yom? Or merab loyik sover Rashi Lakish holds. No, every time you shear off, there's always some hair that was sticking out a little bit above, a little bit below. Just the fact it's not smooth, that's no proof. Every shearing off looks a little bit above, a little bit below. Therefore, the only thing that makes it not like we're sheared off now is you can tell clearly the roots of the hair are like sticking out, it's bent over. But otherwise, that's called in hagiza. Then it'll be muta. So the Mishnah says, "Ad kama Yisrael chayovim litapel b'bchor." Our b'chor, Rashi says, "B'chor b'zman hazeh, kodim shenet lakim before you give it to a kohen." Shemuzal akfel etzloi b'korch lefanasloi. By today, a b'chor, the kohen really can't use it. He has to wait till it becomes a bamum, and then he can shecht it. So before it becomes a bamum, you have to watch it and feed it. So he has a chiyuv to feed the b'chor. So it says that Yisrael, like, has a chiyuv to take care of it. Akami Yisroch Yom Natapu Bebchol, the Daka small Bechol, like a lamb or a sheep. Yishleshim Yoyim, the Yisroel has to first hold on to the first 30 days, because it's hard to take care of it, then he has the mother there, the mother helps him, and then he can first give it to the Kohen. Or the Gasa by Big Bame, or cow, ox, Chemishim Yoyim, the first 50 days it has to stay by the Yisroel, then you first give it over to the Kohen. If Yisroel has the Daka small animal or sheep, Shleshim Chesh Chodashim, 3 months it has to be by the mother. Because it's hard to feed it. What's going to be Amalek Kain Batechas? Let's say the Kain says to Yisrael in the middle of his man, Tanuli, please give me the Bechor right now and I'll feed him. Harezli, late night alone, no, you're not allowed to do it. It's also for the Yisrael to give it to the Kain before 30 or 50 days. Vimbal Mumu, let's say the Bechor has a Mumu ready. Now if the Kain tastes, they can shecht it right away. The Yomla, the Kain says to Yisrael, Tanuli, give it to me, Shechlen, I want to shecht it right now. Then Muta, then the Yisrael is allowed to give it to the Kohen right away. What's going to be the Shas HaMidish? Shas we had the Beis HaMidish. Yemho Yitomim. If the Bechor was a Tam. Omoloi, he says like this. Tain V'yakrivenu. Give me the Bechor right now. I want to bring it for Korbin. Muta, also you give it to the Kohen right away. You can bring it for Korbin. 8 days old, you can bring it for Korbin. Mel HaBechor Nechal Shona B'Shona. Look, if you're supposed to bring the Bechor and eat it that first year, like this, Bain Tam, Bain Balmum. There's man you had the base of Migdish, and they need to bring it during that first year. If it had a Balmum, then they know it's the Shecht at the first year. Shem and the Post accept, if they have Shem and Kevat Echlenu, Shona B'Shona, means that first year, try and eat the Bechor. But if a Shteitzich, if let's say this man is there, that you can't bring it for Korban, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, if it takes more than a year, you just have to wait, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. So it says now, what's going to be, Nolad Loi Mum B'Tershino Say, yeah, let's say a mum came during the first year, so Rishon Lekaimo call Shnei Masach Chodesh. Like, you're allowed to wait 12 months, so you don't have to eat it the first month, you can wait till the end of the year. Aliyachu Yud Beis Chodesh and Rishon Lekaimo, then you're not allowed to hold on to it anymore, you have to eat it. El Olam Ejoim, it's only 30 days. We'll see in the Gemara, Midin Mitzvah, if a mum comes upon the Bechor after it's a year old, then you have a right of 30 days to wait. But right after 30 days, you should make sure to eat the Bechor, to shecht it. Yeah, right? Yeah. Now it must like this. How do we know this? That a behema dak is 30, a behema gas is 50 days. Some of my psukim. Omer Rav Kana, the Omer Kana Pasuk says, V'chol bonecho titen li. A pigeon ha-ben, give your child to me. Kein tafla tzonecho, the same thing you do to your tzoyin, the b'chol v'tzoyin. L'yoschav dinecho lo tacha, don't leave over your trumas or maizvis. Kein tafla shorcho, then do the same thing, the shorcho. So with Ashna this, we know the pigeon of Ben is 30 days. That goes on Tzonech, that's Behem Adaka. Well, Yaakov Demachem, because that's going on Bikurim. Bikurim, Rashi says, is 50 days. Like, usually the Tzvua gets right by Pesach time, and you first bring Bikurim Shavuos time, 50 days later. So with Ashna, that's Bikurim, that goes on Shore, much for Behem Agatha, is 50 days. Most Epech change it around. Epech Ano, because really the Pesach might not match my this. You can read the Pesach in both ways. So where it says Mistavra the Matul Matul Lunach the Macher says the word Bechor Benecha first and says the word Senecha first, so they go first. But the more no Adarava the Samachle goes what's next to it. It says Bechor Benecha Tit Mechinat Hashochor, but it says Shor next to Bechor, so go what's the Samachle, maybe 50, maybe 30 the other way. And the Rav Amarava Omer quote the pasuk like this Tasa, when it says the pasuk by Shochor, it says Tasa LeShochor. That by Yishor you have to work more with it. So not only just to have 30 days, but him you have to have the 50 days. For the Gemara of the Eim of the Shishin, if you say the Pasuk says more, maybe it means twice as much as a Behem Adaka. A Behem Adaka is 30 days, you have to feed it. So maybe a Behem Agasa is 60 days. So what says the Maskona is, Loi Mosra Chakos Velechachom. The Pshat is these things to dash, and what the Torah really means is up to Chomim. That's what a chom dashan. Chayisafir doesn't mean a new 30 days. It only means the same shiur as Bikurim, 50 days. Yeah. First time it was, these are the shiurim that Yisrael should hold on to a Behem Agasa for 50 days and a Behem Adaka for 30 days. Then it says, Tanim says, Tanya Namulam, like this, Tanya Namulachi, says, Bechor Benecha Titanli, Kaintasla Sencha, that 30 days. Yochlav says, after Shorach, maybe Shorach is also enough 30 days. Talmud says Tasa, you have to do more. It's Eisav Lechol Akosav Asiyachas. You have to do more than that. Peshorcho. How much more? Loy Moscha Kotla Vachomim, Sofer Chom to say, is Mikanam Echol, from here we'll learn out, Ad Kam Yisroh Yod Nahatu Vachol, till how long does Yisroh have to work with his Bechol, feed it, to, before he gives it to the Kayim, the Behei Medaka Shloishim Yoyim, the Gasa Chamishim Yoyim, the Behei Medaka by your ox or by a cow, you have to wait 50 days. You have to wait 3 months by the Medaka. Why? It's very hard to work with it. You have to feed it. It's hard. It's a lot of tipple. So you want to make sure get the right thing so that you still have to work with it. Or else there's other swords. Anita's mother. Well, 1 second. Its teeth are small. It can't chew yet. So therefore, Anita's mother to help it to chew or to nurse it. So therefore, you have to leave the Medaka there 3 months. By the Yisroel where the mother is. Then the Mishnah said, what's going to be your mom? Allah HaKoyim B'tzeich HaZman T'nuli, the Kohen says, no, this time give it to me. HaRezlei Ben Loi, not supposed to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen says, give it to me before 30 or 50 days, the Yisroel should not give it to him. Again, the B'chor B'zman HaZer, where it's a Tam Thara Balmum yet, so the Kohen can't eat it yet, so you can't give it to the Kohen early. My time, why not? Amir HaSheshes M'vnei Shenir, it looks like a Kohen HaMasayei V'beis HaGronis. Looks like a kohen that's like working for the Yisrael by the crop. Amanat that the Yisrael should pay him back the truma that you know what to do. See also, really it's up to the Yisrael to work with this b'chor 250 days. If he gives it away early, the pshat is the kohen says, I'll work for you, I'll feed him the extra days for you. Amanat you give him to me. So kohen is not allowed to do that. There's not one like this. Hakahanim the halaviyim v'aniyim noni. Hamasiyayim the beis agronis that they're helping in the beis hamasiyayim the beis aroyim they're working by the shepherd the beis agronis down by the field where the tzvua grows or the beis hametzachayim by the butcher store so lochur is ein nesim lehem truma semaisim schorim he says not allowed to pay them back truma semaisim for their pay if your moisim came if the kohen does or the yisrael does it's chiluloi you'd be mechal the truma it's not nice there's a nis upon the kohen you shouldn't work. To get the true Mimaisus. The Lame Akasvim, and then the Pesach says, Shechat and Bris HaLevi, you'd be mash, because you're destroying the Bris HaLevi. You have another Pesach says, with Kosher B'nai Yisrael, it's a Chalu. Lay Simus, you should not die. Mash, if you do this, you'll die and have Mista from it. My view, what's the second Pesach? To Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Mista Lo, you won't die from this. So Hashemah, the Pesach says, yes, we have Kosher B'nai Yisrael, it's Chalu, Lay Simus. Or Dik Shechom HaKoyim, Chom Simu, we want to make a Kenas to you. In the case we a Kohen did this, he worked on the fields, that Yisrael paid him back with Truma, so Kuvit missed upon the Yisrael also. So the Chom wanted to make a Kenas to Elias Mafrish Melayim Truma, or Mashlim. The Chom wanted that Mishlehem, that the Yisrael should have to take off Truma Samais the second time. They wanted to make a Kenas, the Balabatim. Mevnei Malakon, they're not going to make this Kenas. Dumos Lafrishim Menatur Alachiv. That they're afraid that if they make a Kenas, take off Truma again, it's only the Abomnik of Truma. So they're afraid maybe they'll take off Shumah from the wrong places. Therefore they didn't make the Gzeira. But Miku Adin, you're not allowed to do this. A Kohen can't work for the Yisrael, Manasseh the Yisrael paying back either the Shumais, or else the Bechorim, or else the Matanis means the Zerav L'chayim V'keva. It's not nice for Yisrael to work by Yisrael, a Kohen to work for Yisrael in order to get these Matanis. Alright, stop here. The last braisa just said what the Tanur Rabbanim was that the Kahanim, Malavim, Vaniyim, Hamasayim, Beis Hakronois, Hamasayim that help along the Beis Haroyim by the shepherd's house, the Beis Hakronois by the fields, the Beis Hamasayim by the bushes, is it's no good. If they're working there, Enois and Lehem, Truma or Maisi. You're not supposed to give them Truma, Samaisi, and Bischoron. Now Al Gemara said, let's go ahead of the Chulun.